the Democrats are coming for your firearms and people are not paying attention. They're repeating history. Let's talk about it. Where they went, they caught 78 known terrorists within the beginning of this year alone. And good evening. Thank you so much for being with me. My name is Will Johnson, and we are talking about it. The Democrats. You know, the Democrats have always had this movement about disarming the American people. And you know, the first time I noticed that they want to disarm the American people after reading about it. Now, I'm pretty sure it's happened many times before then. But they really wanted to disarm the American people right after the Civil War, the first Civil War. Remember when black people obtained freedom? The NRA and the GOP were arming black people. And of course, the Democrats didn't want black people to be armed because then the Democrat KKK party could not torment black people any longer the way they have been. Of course, it didn't stop, but they couldn't do it any longer the way they wanted to do it. Now you fast forward to 2023, and now the Democrats are still pushing for that same gun control. They want to be able to remove the guns from law-abiding citizens so then that way they can implement tyranny. Why would they? Now, think about this. They constantly talk about the Republicans are the ones who's wanting to be like fascists and neo-Nazis and white supremacy, and they want dictatorship. They constantly say this about those on the right. They constantly say it. So why would they not want to be armed against such a thing? I would think that they would want to be. If you have the Republican Party trying to create a dictator, wouldn't they want to be defended? Wouldn't they want to be able to defend themselves against that? At least I would think they would want to be able to defend themselves against it. I know that I want to be able to defend myself against tyranny. But it's really interesting because the Democrats today, they have this thing that they don't even see or even know what tyranny is. You know why? Because they are implementing tyranny. They are the very entity that's pushing tyranny into the United States of America. They are the very entity the founding fathers were talking about when they wrote the U.S. Constitution. The U.S. Constitution is there so that we, the people, would never have to go through what they went through during that time. They created the Declaration of Independence so then that way another nation, another country, a government cannot overrule the people. The government is supposed to be there for the people, by the people. But see, these tyrants, they have taken a different route on that. Everyone sees it. Everybody knows it. They have wanted to disarm the American people for the longest, and now they're really kicking it up. Just like they did in Nazi Germany, they disarm everybody, and then after they disarm everybody, guess what happened? They started implementing tyranny. They started locking people all up. They started killing people because people could not fight back. That's the exact same thing that they want to do here. And if you ask me,
China
is the one pushing the Democrats to do this. Because, see, China knows that the United States of America, what's the phrase? There's a gun behind every blade of grass in the United States of America. And they know this. So now they want to do everything they can. And they're getting the Democrats to do their dirty work.
China.
And they're not going to stop. Listen to this. This is a hearing on Capitol Hill, talking about our Second Amendment rights. And the Republicans, of course, they're defending our Second Amendment rights, along with the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, and of course, the First Amendment. But the Democrats want to do away with the First and the Second, along with the rest. Listen to this.
In other words, by unelected bureaucrats who believe they can make law, apply law, enforce and adjudicate law. That is something every American should be concerned about, because that is the definition that James Madison wrote so eloquently in the 62nd Federalist, is the definition of tyranny. And it doesn't just apply to this agency.
Yeah. not just to this agency. It applies to the entire country, not just to that agency, to the entire country. Why would you not want to be able to protect yourself, your family? Why would you not want to be able to do that? Now, let me go to this next clip. This is with Ruskin. Ruskin. Listen to what he says about the Second Amendment. And I want y'all to pay attention to the way he is describing how Republicans view the Second Amendment. Regardless of what the Constitution says, the Republicans view the our Second Amendment rights based on what the U.S. Constitution says. And it's actually a God-given right that you should be able to protect and defend your life, the only life that you have. You don't get a do-over. You don't get a second chance at it. The only life that you have, you should be able to protect it. Now, listen to how he butchers the Second Amendment via the Constitution.
We die of gun violence in America than in any other industrialized country on earth, whether we're talking about Canada or Germany or France, United Kingdom, Japan, Israel, you name it. They know that the states with the highest rates of firearm deaths are the ones with the weakest gun laws, and the states with the lowest levels of firearm deaths have the strongest gun laws. But they say that all of this chaos and destruction is just the necessary price we have to pay.
No, they don't. No Republican has ever said that. And I'm so sick of these people deliberately lying. There should be consequences. There should be 100% consequences for these people lying this way. Why are there no consequences? There should be. This is absolutely disgusting. It's repulsive what they are doing here.
Because of the Second Amendment. All those thousands of people gunned down at church and school, at the Walmart, in parks and grocery stores are just the human sacrifice we've decided to pay as a society for our Second Amendment. My colleagues, this is a lie. Our colleagues advance a completely flawed theory of the Second Amendment, which leads them to oppose even reasonable common sense gun safety rules that the Supreme Court has approved and which the vast majority of Americans endorse. Our colleagues embrace what's called the insurrectionist theory of the Second Amendment. Our colleague, Mr. Gates, says the Second Amendment is, quote, about maintaining within the citizenry the ability to maintain an armed rebellion against the government if that becomes necessary.
Now, that's what the U.S. Constitution was written for. That's exactly why it was there, a well-regulated militia. And let me talk about that real quick, well-regulated militia, because a lot of them say that, well, are you a militia? Are you militia? Well, guess what? When it comes down to the time that you have a tyrannical government that's trying to destroy your life, you don't go to the militia. There's not a building somewhere that you go and get your firearms. The well-regulated militia, you show up with your firearms. You understand that? You show up with them. You don't wait and then you go to a building and get your firearms. That's not how it works. Because if that was the case, these Democrats, they would have had Antifa and BLM burn that location down where you would not be able to get it.
Our colleague Chip Roy says the Second Amendment was designed purposefully to empower the people to resist the force of tyranny used against them. And Congresswoman Boebert says the Second Amendment, quote, has nothing to do with hunting unless you're talking about hunting tyrants, maybe. Well, this theory is completely debunked and destroyed by the text of the Constitution itself and by Supreme Court precedent. And yet their theory of the Second Amendment is killing Americans. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 of the Constitution gives Congress the power to provide for calling forth the militia to execute the laws of the Union and suppress insurrections and invasions. The Republican Guarantee Clause tells the U.S. Congress to guarantee a Republican form of government to the states and to protect them against domestic violence. There's six other provisions in the Constitution, including the Treason Clause, that debunk what they're saying. And we're going to have to get through their false notion of the Second Amendment in order to save human life. Thank you.
Wow. Wow. That is a tyrant. He is a tyrant. He is the problem. People like him, they are the problem. It's, you know what? It's not just some Democrats. is at least 99%, at least 99%. There's probably like 1% that believe that you should be able to have firearms to be able to defend yourself and protect yourself from the illegals coming across the country, from people breaking into your homes. There's at least 1% that believe that. It's probably a little bit more, to be honest with you. They decide with the Democrats because they don't want to, you know, be attacked. This is disgusting at all levels. Our founding fathers created the Constitution for this day, for today, for what we are seeing today, what we are experiencing. They have repeat, they're wanting to repeat history. I can't understand. These people claim to be so highly intelligent. They claim to be looking out for the people. They claim that they want to save lives when, in actuality, the Democrat Party is the party of death. They've killed so many unborn babies. They've killed so many people out on the streets of America. Look at the crime rate right now in America. And they want people to be disarmed? Are you kidding me right now? And, you know, I've said this multiple times. If you right now, you're a legal citizen in the United States of America, you might want to go ahead and start getting more firearms, more bullets. You might want to, along with your food, because the way they're destroying the economy, the way they're destroying our country, they are pushing for it. The way they destroyed the police departments, they are pushing for it. The way they have destroyed the judicial system in the country, they're pushing for it. This is exactly what they want. They want to repeat exact same thing that Hitler has done. Now, I have another clip that I want to share with you. This is one with Matt Gaetz. Listen to this, because all of this is coming to the forefront and the Democrats don't want you to know the truth.
The Nonpartisan Government Accountability Office issues a report in June of 2016. Firearms data. The ATF did not always comply with the Appropriations Act restriction and should better adhere to its policies. Mr. Wilcox, you're the witness the Democrats have invited here today. Are you familiar with that report?
I am.
And does the fact that the ATF broke the law concern you?
The report, I believe, supported ATF's action in cataloging records to stop crime.
I'll read from it. It says, a technical defect allows ATF agents to access data, including purchaser data, beyond what ATF policy permits. Do you take any umbrage with that conclusion?
ATF has been collecting out-of-business records pursuant to a law signed by Ronald Reagan, and President Trump digitized more records than any other president.
I don't care who did it. I'm just worried about the impact on my citizens. And I would acknowledge there may be Republican presidents who didn't do enough in the 80s to protect our gun rights. But on this finding, the ATF had to delete 252 million records, didn't they?
So this is a tool that's helped solve 50% of crime.
Wait. Did they have to delete 252 million records?
What I know about this tool is that it's
that's
a crime
how I'm asking
tool.
You. Did they have to delete? You said you're aware of the report. Is that conclusion correct? They had to delete 252 million records.
I'm not aware of that line, but what I'm aware
okay.
of is the tool.
Well, I'll represent to you that that's what had to happen. The fact that the government collected 252 million records that was beyond the law, beyond policy, never approved according not to me, not to my fellow Republicans, but to the GAO. Should that be concerning to us, that scope of records being collected?
ATF's collection of out-of-business records was fully compliant with the law.
That's not what the GAO said, so you disagree with the GAO report.
Well, there's two points they made. One is the collection of out-of-business paper records that FFLs keep. The second piece was the collection of electronic records that FFLs keep. And what the GAO said was the electronic records were not being converted sufficiently. And that's
right.
What ATF
so that's
fixed
why they had
to
delete
to become
them.
In compliance they had
illegally,
with the law.
Because they had gone beyond their authority. You see, that's the concern of my constituents. When they go beyond their authority, and you may find those things virtuous, but no one elected you. They elected us to make the laws, and when we make the laws and they don't follow them, then people's rights get diminished. Another area is this issue of the arm braces. Now, in Mr. Wilcox's testimony, he says that an arm brace makes a weapon more powerful. Mr. Bosco, you know a lot about arm braces, don't you?
I do.
Do arm braces make firearms more powerful?
They do not. They do not.
Does it concern you that the witness that the Democrats brought would make such a claim that is obviously disproven by any utilization of those arm braces?
I hope that my testimony today can help everyone here understand that the brace does nothing to make the weapon any more dangerous than it already is.
And so when you've got the ATF going beyond their authority, collecting 252 million records that they have to destroy, well, that can just be explained because they're doing their best. But when Americans get inadvertently converted to felons because the ATF has exceeded their authority, there is no such grace for them, is there, Ms. Ware?
That would seem to be the case under the recent policy change to zero tolerance.
Zero tolerance for our fellow Americans when they're trying to exercise their rights and protect their liberties, but all the tolerance in the world for a corrupt bureaucracy that is violating the law, exceeding their authority, and collecting records that they have no business collecting. I would make this final observation. I had the great privilege to spend 2 years on the House Judiciary Committee with the gentlelady from Missouri, and while she and I disagree strongly on this issue, her beliefs are sincere, and they are strong, and they are powerful, particularly when she expresses them.
Okay, before he goes into that, and before he listens to that, I'm going to hold it right there. We're going to go to a break, and we're going to come back, and I want you to hear what he has to say. Okay? We'll be right back. When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
It's a MyPillow 2.0. And your promo code is Will or
Unite One.
Unite One. Unite One. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
Unite One. Use that promo code. You buy one of the MyPillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history, just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITES1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITES1.
And so when she says to people that she wants to defund the police, she means it. And when she says in this committee meeting that gun violence is a public health emergency, well, she means that too. And our fellow Americans know the impact of folks up here in Washington declaring everything and anything a public health emergency. It means you're more likely to be locked in your homes, deprived of your freedoms, less healthy, less safe, less secure, and less able to live a truly American life. So know this, when the left talks about this as a public health emergency, get ready to see those enhanced authorities abused by the ATF. And Mr. Chairman, it is my sincere hope that in the very near future, we will have those very folks from the ATF here. And I intend to be utilizing the new rules that we have in the House of Representatives to offer amendments to the Appropriations Act to zero out their salaries for breaking the law and abusing the liberties of our fellow Americans.
Zero out their salaries. See, because that's the only thing they'll understand, right? That's the only thing they'll understand. It's the same thing that the tyrants would do to police officers out on the streets of America. How do you think they get police officers to go to violate the oath that they took? How do you think they get them to do it? Their pensions. They tell police officers, if you do not implement the tyranny, they don't say it in those words, but if you don't implement the tyranny that we want you to push onto the American people, you're going to lose your pension. You're going to lose your pension. You will no longer be able to retire with a pension. Personally, the way I see it, is every single time these tyrants, there should be something when police officers, men and women of the United States of America, take an oath to become a police officer, there should be a clause in there saying that the tyrants, no tyrants, should be able to force you to violate the oath that you took. And if they want you to violate the oath that you took and you say no, this should be the clause that they automatically, if they're going to fire you, that you automatically get your pension for up to 20 years or however long it is, right? For however long you need to be there to work, that you automatically get it if they're going to fire you. I guarantee that they'll stop doing it. I guarantee they'll stop doing it. I don't know why they haven't done that in the first place. And I can't be the first person to ever think about that. Let me say it one more time. Because some people are like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean? What do you mean? If you have the tyrants, and let me give you an example, like Gruesome Newsom in California, he has had police officers violate their constitution and he put pressure on the police chiefs and so on down. If they come to those police officers and they don't violate their oath that they took, they have threatened to take their pensions away and even fire them. In that case, let them fire them, but they get the pension for however long it is for them to have to work to be there to get it. Whatever the remaining time, if they have 20 years remaining, they just started one weekend, they got 20 years wait later on, they get 20 year pension immediately. I guarantee the tyrants will stop doing it because you cannot ask police officers to violate the oath that they took. Same thing with the military personnel. But Congress, Democrats, they violate it all the time. They don't have any issues violating the oath that they took to serve and protect the American people, to do what's right by us. They work for us, but now they all seem like they've gotten a position where they're the kings and queens. We're the kings and queens. I have another one that I want to share with you, and because this is so important, because the ATF is doing overreach. 100% the ATF is doing overreach. And I talked about this a couple of weeks ago. And the story kind of went away because we had so many things pop up. Remember, we had the spy balloon go over the United States of America, and then we had the bank collapse, Joe Biden's documents. They have all these other things to distract us from what they're trying to do. They're literally trying to come after your firearms. And the ATF, I forget the exact term that they use, but it was the AR-15 is they're trying to make it outlaw for you to be able to own. Listen to this.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Mr. Wilcox, did you or anyone in your organization communicate with the ATF or the Biden administration about these issues we are discussing today prior to the notice of proposed rulemaking?
We submitted formal petitions for rulemaking through the appropriate channel, sir.
Before the notice of proposed rulemaking?
That's correct.
So you were in communication with the Biden administration wanting to make these changes?
We filed formal petitions for rulemaking through the appropriate channels.
Who'd you talk to?
It was a written submission, sir.
Did you speak to anyone personally?
I didn't.
Did anyone in your organization talk to anyone?
I'd have to check, but I believe we submitted the written submission as a formal submission.
People in your organization may have talked to folks at the ATF prior to the notice of proposed rulemaking?
Not that I'm aware.
Did anyone in your organization talk to Mr. Dettelbach before the notice of proposed rulemaking?
I don't believe Mr. Dettelbach had
been nominated. Have anyone talked to Mr. Dettelbach about this personally?
Of course, we've been in communication with the ATF in this administration and in prior administrations.
Talking to the director? You've talked to the director?
We work with ATF across administrations.
Have you talked to the director? It's a simple question.
Yeah, I've communicated with the director.
You've talked to Mr. Dettelbach?
Of course.
Yeah, and... Oh, I find that interesting. I just know, as we're speaking upstairs, the president of the National School Board Association is sitting for a transcribed interview because the same thing happened there. National School Board Association talked with the Biden White House, the Biden Justice Department, the Biden Department of Education, concocted this letter that set in motion this whole attack on parents showing up at school boards. And it looks to me like we have a similar operation going on here, where you guys worked with the ATF to change something that had been the law for 10 years to go after law-abiding Second Amendment Americans. Second Amendment supporting Americans. Mr. Bosco, you invented this stabilizing brace, is that right?
That's correct.
And you invented it for a Marine buddy, a friend of yours who served our country and was injured?
That's correct.
And you were told 10 years ago that the stabilizing brace does not convert a pistol into a short-barreled rifle, is that right?
That is correct.
I got the letter right here from the ATF, November 26, 2012, right? And then 7 weeks ago, 180-degree change, right? 180-degree change, just the opposite. They now say it is just the opposite of what they told you 10 years ago. I know others have talked about this, but I think it's so clear. 180-degree change. So in 10 years and 2 months, the rule was one way, and you developed a business based on the rule that they told you. Your government told you this was fine, and now they've changed it.
That's correct.
When did the bill pass that changed the law?
There was no bill.
No bill. That's the fundamental issue, right? No bill. Mr. Dettelbach, the new director, he never ran for Congress. I don't think he was ever. I don't remember a bill going through Mr. Nadler's committee last Congress that changed the law. I would have known because I'm on that committee, the Judiciary Committee, which has jurisdiction over this stuff. I would have known. I don't remember a bill passing the full Congress. I don't remember a bill in the Senate Judiciary Committee passing or going through the Senate. And I certainly don't remember a bill going to President Biden's desk that he signed in the legislation that changed the rule. But this could potentially impact millions of Americans, law-abiding, Second Amendment-supporting Americans. Is that right, Mr. Bosco?
That's absolutely correct.
How many products have you sold, just your company alone, to Americans? How many stabilizing braces have you sold?
Many millions. I can say that from 2020 to today, which are the years that the ATF didn't concern itself with when it did its impact study, we sold our company alone 2.3 million braces.
So while they were doing their study, they didn't count the number of braces that were being sold?
They didn't count in their impact study.
That's probably because Mr. Wilcox's organization told them not to count it, right?
I don't want to.
Well, they were talking to him all the time, it sounds like, putting this all together, going after people who support the Second Amendment. How many Americans do you think it's total? So I've heard estimates as many as 40 million Americans could be impacted by this.
Correct. Congressional Research Services has said anywhere between 10 and 40 million Americans own stabilizing braces.
Unless you remove the brace, lengthen the barrel, turn in or destroy your firearm or register your gun with this government that you know you can trust because Mr. Wilcox has been working with them. You know you can trust. Unless you do those four things, what happens? What are you?
A felon.
A felon. A felon for something 10 years ago they said was just fine, that you built a business on, and the business started because you wanted to help a man who put the uniform of his country on his back and served our country and was injured, and now they're going to put you out of business and make people felons. But don't worry, every town USA, this Mr. Wilcox has been working with our government to implement this, to target Second Amendment people, Americans who support the Second Amendment. Such a deal. Such a deal. That's why we need legislation to say this rule does, we need to pass that. That's what we do need to pass into law now based on what has happened with this organization.
Yeah, that's what we need to pass. That's what needs to pass to prevent this from happening. You know what? The Democrats, they're very sly. They're sneaky like snakes. You can't put it past them. This is exactly what they're doing. They're just like snakes. They take little things and they know, well, if we can do this, we can do that. We can hinder the Second Amendment. We can prevent people. And the ATF, what it was is the ATF did a law, what they can't do laws, about the short barrel rifle. And that is the AR-15. The AR-15 is included in that. There are some long barrel rifles, some I understand with the AR-15. I'm not a gun expert, but I do know what a gun is. But they know, but they're doing little small things here and there. And once they get a little bit here, they'll take a lot more there. You give them a little bit more there, they'll take a lot more there. They'll never end. It'll never end in their ongoing attacks against our constitutional rights. It'll never, ever end. I had to play that in its entirety. I really did. And, you know, they're having the hearings. It's going on and on. But I had to play that because people need to know we are on the verge of losing our country. They're trying to collapse the country. And if they collapse the country, imagine what happens with the grocery stores. Just imagine if more banks start collapsing. Imagine what happens to when you just go out and just civil, right? Civility is going to be completely gone in the United States of America. And that's what the Democrats are really pushing for. That's what they're really pushing for. Okay, before we go, when we get ready to go to this break, I want everyone to please, please use promo code UNITES1 at MyPillow.com. Use promo code UNITES1. Help us to continue this fight. We need your support to continue this fight. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I want to give each and every one of you one last chance to get my original My Slippers. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off and the biggest savings ever. What makes My Slippers different is my exclusive four-layer design that you won't find in any other slippers. My Slippers' patented layers make them ultra-comfortable, extremely durable, and they help reduce stress on your feet. Not only that, they come with an indoor-outdoor sole, so you can wear them anytime, anywhere. I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable slippers you'll ever own. And now you can get them for the best savings ever, only $49.98. Go to MyPillow.com or call the number on your screen now to get your very own My Slippers for only $49.98. That's $90 off. We have extremely low quantities, and once they're gone, so order now.
You ever ask yourself where I can find Will Johnson? Well, look no further. You can find him at www.uaf.media. By going to www.uaf.media, you can connect with Will Johnson on Truth Social, Rumble, Getter, Facebook, YouTube, and much more. Do it today and even bookmark it for the future. This is the spot for you to find Will Johnson everywhere. Simply go to www.uaf.media.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The MyPillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, MyPillow 2.0. When I invented MyPillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. MyPillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. MyPillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of MyPillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
Let's talk about climate change. Climate change is a major problem, right? Is it? The only problem when it comes to climate change is that the left is pushing it. The left is trying to tell everyone, oh my goodness, we have to fix climate change. Before they called it climate change, it was actually called global cooling. This was years and years and years ago. Global cooling. They said the earth was going to freeze over. That didn't happen. And they saw that, you know, some of the stuff was still melting and the earth was still turning and everything was still fine. Oh, now we're going into global warming. Global warming, everybody. Al Gore and other people saying that the East Coast and the West Coast would be underwater by the year 2012. Well, that came and went. The earth is still spinning. We still have our different seasons. Okay, we do still have some crazy weather patterns, but it's not to what they're saying. And now they just say, well, it's climate change, right? Like the climate never changed before. But they're saying climate change is the biggest issue, right? They're saying climate change. And it's all it is a global agenda. Let me play this for you. This is Karine Jean-Pierre in the press conference, asking, she's being asked, will Joe Biden show up to Ohio, Palestine? Is he going to show up to Ohio, East Palestine? And he hasn't shown up yet. It's like, if you ask me, he's not going to. President Trump went, and after President Trump went, that's when they started actually doing stuff for Ohio, right? From a distance, of course, because Pete Buttigieg, he didn't want to show up. He's supposed to be the transportation guy because there's train derailment. But Joe Biden still hasn't shown up. And the reason why I talked about climate change is because if this was a natural disaster, a natural disaster, Joe Biden, all of them would have shown up the same day, like they had something to do with it. Oh my goodness. See, this is the reason why we need to combat climate change, because this happened. But you can't blame this on climate change. So because they can't blame it on the climate change, they don't even show up. They're not even really concerned about it. And most people not even talking about it. Most people not even thinking about it any longer because the media has moved on to something else.
ask you one more, Karine. President Biden said several weeks ago that he plans to visit East Palestine. Can you update on us on that? When is he going to be visiting East Palestine, and why hasn't he yet?
So the plans are underway. Discussions are underway. Just don't have anything locked in at this.
I mean, how long does it take?
This time, the president's words stand on what he shared about at some time going to visit the community.
Really? How long does it take? I mean, he's been on vacation how many times? Won't he make a stop on his way to vacation? Right? Make a stop. He's not going to, because it has nothing to do with climate change. If it has something to do with climate change, of course, he would be showing up. But because it doesn't, he's not showing up. They're even saying that climate change is even racist now. Oh my goodness, climate change is racist. Right? Because of climate change, we need to fight climate change, because if you don't want to fight climate change, then I guess you're the racist one. I mean, I don't understand what race has to do with the weather. Last time I went outside, I'm walking down the street, and if the rain is falling, it's falling on me same way it is falling on the white person. Unless they think that the rain only falls on black people and the rain kind of just goes around white people so they can stay dry. Maybe that's what they're thinking. I don't know. You tell me. Listen to this one.
In fiscal year 2024, EPA requests more than $375 million and 265 FTE for the Environmental Justice Program. The funding will help to expand support for community-based organizations, indigenous organizations, tribes, states, local government, and other territorial governments so that they can identify and develop solutions.
What do you mean, identify and develop solutions? What does that got to do with equity and equality, inclusion? What does that have to do with any of that? None of that. Just if you have a bad smog in your city, then do what you can to fix it. Why do you need to make it all about this inclusiveness? Why do you need to make it about the sodomites? Why do you need to make it about black people, white people, brown people, immigration? Oh my goodness, immigration is caused by climate change. The people that's pushing this, I had to say it like this, they're a bunch of idiots. They're truly a bunch of idiots. Yeah. Listen to this one. Now, I apologize. The audio on this one is really bad, but she's talking about gas stoves and the effect of gas stoves because, you know, it's round and it puts off emission in the air. I mean, I apologize for the audio on this, but just listen as much as possible.
The gas stoves that would be impacted are high-end gas stoves, or most expensive gas stoves. And the reason why they were found to be inadequate is because in many cases they're very heavy grates, and the burners can be an oval shape, which causes excess amount of natural gas to be emitted relative to the pot that's on there. So it's just, it's a wasteful use of natural gas.
Could y'all understand any of that? So I'm going to translate here. Basically, she's saying because the burner is round that it emits natural gas into the air. You can't make this stuff up. Because it's round and because it has these grates, these metal grates, and the burner is round, it emits these natural gases into the air. You talk about the most idiotic people. Again, these people are dumb. They're blatantly dumb. Who's buying that nonsense? Oh, because the burner is round, it's emitting gas, natural gas into the air. Isn't that what the burners burn? Gas? Natural gas? Why would we want it to burn something else? See, they want you to go to electric because then they can control it even more. And it's all about their climate tyranny is what they're doing. It's climate tyranny. That's what we need to call this broadcast. Climate tyranny, because that's exactly what they're doing. They want to control what you breathe. They want to be able to control how you cook. They want to be able to control where you live, what you look like. They want to control everything with their climate tyranny. 100%. Now, I have another one that I want to play for you here. And of course, you know, China, they're not doing anything to protect the environment. They can care less. And they keep screaming that, well, we need to get everyone on board in the world to jump on board with the whole climate change. And that's what the whole climate change agenda is really about. It's about creating this one world order, getting all of the nations on the planet to come together and have everyone believe that it's climate change that needs to bring the countries together. Listen to this.
Secretary, on 10 March of 2023, you said, and I quote, "We can all learn from what China is doing," end quote. Obviously, about the environment. At the time you made that comment, are you aware that 30% of the world's CO2 emissions came from China? Oh, yes. Are you aware at the time you made that comment also that more than that China emits more than the U.S., the entire EU and Japan combined? Oh, yes. Were you aware when you made that comment that China brings online 2 coal-fired power plants a week? Absolutely. Were you aware that China's coal-fired plants generate over 23% of all the energy of the U.S. production combined? Yes. I assume you were also aware that China, in the Paris Climate Agreement, is allowed to increase their emissions through 2030. Yes. Knowing that you knew all that when you made the comment, would you like to retract your praise for China?
No, my praise for China was on what they are doing to invest in clean energy, even as they are the world's largest emitter. They are the largest emitter, and we should be studying what they're doing. They're also the largest investor in clean energy technologies. They invest 4 times more than the United States.
Reclaiming my time. So they're bringing 2 coal-fired power plants online each week, and you're praising that while you're trying to shut down.
No, I'm not praising
plants.
I am not praising that. I was praising their investment in clean energy and saying we have to learn.
Madam Secretary. Your exact quote was, "So we hopefully can learn, we can all learn from what China is doing."
That sounds like clean energy, sir. On clean energy, they invest 4 times more than the United States, the greatest investor.
Despite the fact that they're the world's largest emitter and they're increasing their emissions.
They have a terrible record on greenhouse gas emissions. They have an investment that is.
I also want to talk about a comment you made on 14 October 2021. You said the USA doesn't have, and I quote, doesn't have the moral authority, end quote, to criticize China. When you made that comment, were you aware that in January of that year, our own State Department determined that the CCP is committing genocide and human rights abuses against Muslim Uyghurs?
Yes.
But were you aware of Hong Kong and the fact that Hong Kongers lost their liberty, and if you're accused of crimes, you're extradited to me?
Okay, let me stop it there. You know what? I apologize. It's kind of hard hearing what they're saying, but they're going through talking about how China has not, you know, nothing with the climate change. They don't want to do anything with the climate change. He brought up the Uyghurs, how they're, you know, tormenting the Uyghurs in China, but they don't care about that. They only care about pushing their agenda. That's the only thing that they care about. They can care less about anything else. So let me play this one. This one with Pete Buttigieg, and hopefully the audio should be better on this one. But listen to this, because Pete Buttigieg, you know, he's the transportation guy, and his whole thing, I don't understand what trains, cars, and automobiles, maybe planes may have something to do with the weather, but where does it come into play for climate change for transportation, right? He's supposed to work on transportation, not climate change.
I join you today at a moment of historic challenge, as well as opportunity in our transportation systems as they cope with profoundly disruptive forces that include continued shockwaves from the coronavirus pandemic, increasing threats from climate change, and the effects of decades of disinvestment.
Again, what in the world does transportation have to do with climate change or even the pandemic? What does it have to do with it? He's not even doing his job. You know, he's happy to go up here and talk about climate change, talk about woke issues, but not a single time do they actually want to address the actual issues that's happening in our country. Not a single time. They don't want to address the crime rate. He still don't want to address the issues about the railroad system. Now, you know that Ohio East Palestine is like, you know, kind of out of sight, out of mind. The media is not really talking about it. We can move on. We don't need to talk about it any longer. That's what they are doing. We don't need to talk about it any longer. And I do apologize for the audio on those other clips. I don't know why those are really acting up, because it's really powerful. Maybe I'll try to get them better audio quality on those, and maybe I'll do it tomorrow for you. I do apologize, but I do have something else that you really need to see. When we come back from this break, this is what's happening in our country, and all of this that is happening as a result of the policies of the Democrat Party. We'll be right back.
The talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries. One thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. One, improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. Two, enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. 3. Promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAFShield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
I'm Mike Lindell, and my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for your support by bringing you the MyPillow that started it all. MyPillow's patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs regardless of your sleep position. Because it works, we've sold over 70 million MyPillows, and now I'm bringing it to you for the lowest price ever. For example, you get my standard MyPillow now only $19.88 with your promo code. Now's the time to get them for your friends, your family, your neighbors, everyone you know. MyPillows make the best gifts ever. In the times we're in, one thing we all need is getting a great night's sleep. So go to MyPillow.com or call that number on your screen now. Use your promo code and you'll get my standard MyPillow for only $19.88. For a more custom fit, my Premium Queen, only $24.98. Or my Premium King, only $29.98. This is a limited time offer, so order now.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today. Crime. What does crime look like for you in your neck of the woods? It's terrible. It is terrible. I'm just outside of Austin, and Austin is like a crime haven. It's like Mad Max in the Thunderdome. This lawlessness, no one seems to care, especially those leftists that created this. The crime is just running rampant. And it's not just in Austin. It's not just in Houston, Dallas, St. Louis, Chicago. It's everywhere. Compton, San Francisco, Oakland, Miami, New York. We have crime throughout the entire nation because of the left. D.C., now, before I get to some of this stuff that I want to share with you about the crime, I want to share this first one with you. Michael Cohen, you know who this nut job is? This nut job is so angry. He's bitter. He wants revenge against President Trump, mainly because President Trump pretty much kicked him to the side, kicked him to the curb, because he got caught in lying over and over and over, you know, doing what a lawyer does. But you're not supposed to lie to your client. You're supposed to be brutally honest to your client, right? Brutally honest to your client. So your client would know, but he was a snake then, is a snake now. Now listen to his rant. Listen to his rant.
Hey, this is Michael Cohen for Michael Cohen Reacts. Regarding the ongoing incredible fucking lying by our former narcissistic sociopath, Mandarin Mussolini himself, Donald J. Trump.
He has the nerve to say that President Trump is lying, narcissistic liar. Really? Michael Cohen, what did you go to prison for? Please remind all of us.
The the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and our democracy. Hey, Donald, listen up. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law. I mean, how important is that? Donald, you don't stand above everybody else. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly without fear or favor. Well, you know what? That's exactly what's happening here. Now, one of the things that you see is Donald making the allegation.
Wait a minute. One thing, have y'all noticed that he's reading the script? He's reading a script. Like, he's reading the script. Might as well give him a teleprompter because he's like, oh, this is good for me to say. This is good for me to say. He's just reading a script. Who wrote this for him? Who wrote this for him? Someone at the DNC?
That it's the Democrats that are weaponizing the Justice Department.
And it's 100% true.
Against him.
And against the American people.
Just not true. Once again. Fucking lie.
So I'm sitting at home watching these lies, and I said, I've got to do something about it. I don't represent Donald Trump, but I do stand for justice, and I think I have a legal obligation to inform both sides. Michael Cohen, in my opinion, was lying about just about everything.
He lied about everything. Michael Cohen lied about everything, and everybody knows that Michael Cohen was lying. Everybody know that he was lying. Okay, I have something else that I want to share with you. This one here. Now, before I go to that one, let me go to this one. This is a growing epidemic. It's growing. You know, they defunded the police officers, talking about the left. They said the police officers are racist. Now, if you're sensitive about this stuff, and I do apologize. If you're sensitive about this stuff, you may not want to watch this. I'm just being straight up with you. What you see here is a police officer trying to arrest a black thug, and watch what the other people do. This is growing because of the policies and because of the Democrat Party. They have incited violence against white people, especially those in the uniform. Look at this. This is terrible. Instead of the people jumping in there and helping the police officer, they jump on the police officer. And the police officer, you know, he's getting fatigued because he can't take on everybody. This is disgusting. This is absolutely disgusting. There's total lawlessness. And lawlessness is becoming the norm in the country today. Lawlessness is becoming the norm. Now, this one here, you see the white guy here? He is an Antifa member. You see the black guy? He is a BLM member. So the Antifa guy shows up to the BLM dojo to show the BLM guy how to fight. And what's really, it's not funny, but it is funny. The Antifa guy, the white guy, gets upset with the BLM guy because he's not following or listening to his directions. And then they get into it. And I do apologize for the language.
Hey, listen, young man. Young man, you're coming to my. I've been disrespectful. Yeah, you walked into my motherfucking class.
Yeah, you've been disrespectful the whole time, bro. You've been putting me down the whole time since I've been here, bro.
That's how you feel, my man.
Yeah, it's been disrespectful.
So what you want to put some clothes on, man? You want to spar? You want to put some clothes on right now? Give this man some gloves, since you want to be up here. Cause I will knock you the fuck out, my nigga.
Okay, enough of that. It's disgusting. It's like lawlessness and violence is like the okay thing to do today. It's the okay thing to do today. It's not. It's absolutely not. I do have more I could show you on all this violence, but I'm not going to show you anymore because I know a lot of people like, I don't want to see it. But the reason why I show it to you, because you need to know that it's happening. You need to prepare yourself for what's coming. They're going to incite more violence. They're trying to create a racial war. They've defunded the police officers. They've had police officers quit the force so they can have more of this. And the reason why I call them the Democrats, because the Democrats want more violence on the streets of America. Demons don't want people to be kind to one another. Demons don't want people to not fight one another. Demons don't want people to walk away from violence. Demons want chaos. Demon wants animosity. They really do. But you and I, we need to recognize what they're doing, because if we don't recognize what they're doing, you're going to get caught up. You may very well become a casualty. And we don't want that. We don't want that. Hey, please use promo code UNITE1 at UnitesAmericaFirst.com. I mean at MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use promo code UNITE1. We have a couple seconds here. Let's put it up on the screen real quick. MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. Use that. Can we put it up on the screen real quick? MyPillow.com. Yep, go ahead. MyPillow.com. Use promo code UNITE1 at MyPillow.com. Take advantage of the Pillow 2.0. The Pillow 2.0. Get the sheets. Get the coffee. Get the pillows. Easter is right around the corner. Right around the corner. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much again for being with us. My name is Will Johnson, and we just talked about it.
It's a bit My Pillow 2.0, and your promo code is Will or
UNITE1.
UNITE1. UNITE1. It could be Will too, you know.
Yeah.
UNITE1. Use that promo code. You buy one of the My Pillow 2.0s, you get a second one absolutely free. And they say, "Well, Mike, how could you improve on the best pillow ever? The technology that this has in it, I didn't have 20 years ago. It's a temperature regulated thread." Made here in the USA that I had made into the most amazing fabric ever. So you combine height, adjustable height, with temperature, and you get the best sleep in history. Just got even better.
Yes, for the best night's sleep ever, use promo code UNITE1 at MyPillow.com. Promo code UNITE1, the MyPillow 2.0, the Giza sheets, the slippers, and also up to 80% off MyPillow.com using promo code UNITE1.
When our leaders start telling us that there's going to be a global food crisis, even here in the U.S., now it's time to act. My Patriot Supply is by far one of the best preparedness companies that you can use and rely on. Act now while supplies last, because you don't know when the shelves are going to be empty. This kit provides breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Go to preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Let me emphasize on that. Preparewithuaf.com while supplies last. Do it today.
With the talk of nuclear fallout amongst different countries, one thing that is not discussed is a possible EMP attack. What is that, you ask? With an EMP, they can destroy cities without a single tactical nuke, which causes massive destruction. But there is a solution. With EMP Shield, you can protect yourself and your family from a possible EMP attack. To do so, simply go to EMPShield.com to find out more information. There are three goals when it comes to EMP protection. 1. Improve risk awareness of electromagnetic threats and hazards. 2. Enhance capability to protect critical infrastructure. 3. Promote effective electromagnetic instance response and recovery efforts. The United States is prepared for extreme magnetic instances, but where does that leave you? Do not depend on the government to save you. Use promo code UAF Shield and take advantage of this great deal and protect yourself and your family today at EMPShield.com.
Looks like you've been sleeping well.
Megan, he's back. The My Pillow guy.
And you're looking good.
Still feeling good.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, we've got the best pillow ever, My Pillow 2.0. When I invented My Pillow, it had everything you'd ever want in a pillow. Well, now there's new technology that makes it even better. My Pillow 2.0 has my patented fill combined with a cooling fabric with temperature regulating thread. My Pillow 2.0 is truly the next generation of My Pillow.
The best sleep just got even better. Whether you have a MyPillow or not, you need to get the brand new MyPillow 2.0. Call or go to MyPillow.com now. Use your promo code, and for a limited time, when you buy one, you'll get a second one absolutely free.
You're sleeping even better.
And cooler, too.
And you're looking good.
Feeling good.
I knew you would.
Visit MyPillow.com.